误认为一次得救就能永远得救。
And mistakenly, we might believe that once we're saved forever.
哦，那也让我们会反对一个极端，摆到另外一个这个苦修跟律法主义的极端。
Or it might lead us into a different extreme that we need to discipline ourselves and cultivate ourselves to an extreme.
哦，让我们条上加条，律上加律。把自己绑死了。
And that we would bond ourselves with rules and regulations and routines.
哦，那魔鬼不但在我们得救的根基上要混淆。
So devil not only wants to confuse us with regards to our belief or spiritual foundations.
哦，他也要来混乱我们的教会生活。
It also wants to confuse our church and our spiritual lives.
哦，这接下来小弟再跟大家来分享哦，魔鬼在我们教会生活，也就是团契肢体生活的一个混乱。
And next, I'd like to share more about how devil wants to confuse our spiritual church life and our fellowship.
好，我们首先来谈一下这个，是重实际的心灵，还是表面的疑文？哦，表面的哦，这个，我们来看罗马书好了。
Let's turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
二章二十九节。
Verse 29.
罗马书二章二十九节，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
29. No, a man is a Jew if he's one outwardly. The circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God.
再来看七章的六节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 6.
七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现在就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着仪文的旧样。
But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve the new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the written code.
哦，刚刚我们读的两处经文告诉我们。
And so the two verses that we just read taught us.
哦，宗教上的仪文规条。
And that the rules and the written codes of each religion.
哦，虽然并不是完全无用。
Even though it's not completely useless.
哦，我们来看第七节哦。
Let's look at verse 7.
好，七节这样我们可以说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我们就不知道何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知道何为贪心。哦，所以律法它的功用，仪文条规的功能，就是叫我们知道什么是罪。
So the function of the written code and the law is to teach us what is wrong.
什么是错？
And that what is sinful.
哦，但如果我们过分过度的重视。
But if we overemphasize written codes.
我们又会落入到魔鬼的诡计啊。
Then we will fall into the deceptive plans of devil.
那会有什么样的结果产生呢？
And so what will come of it?
第一个。
First of all.
会因为认为我已经遵循了宗教的这个礼仪条规。
That we might think since we have obeyed the written code of our religion.
哦，这样就已经够了。
Then that is plenty.
而忽略了在我们的心灵上，哦，那个确实的行道。
Then we tend to neglect the action and deeds as a reflection of our belief.
哦，把遵守仪文条规，哦，划等号同等于信仰内在的实际。
And we might equate obeying the written code as equate that equal to our true belief, our true faith.
哦，这个是我们过度重视仪文条规的一个一个被误导的一个情况。
And so that's a situation where we falsely overemphasize written laws and codes.
哦，所以会认为说我了不起完全了。
And so we might think that we are doing a good job, that we're perfect.
哦，我们来看一下哦，《路加福音》十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
哦，抱歉哦，《路加福音》十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
十八章第九节。
18 verse 9.
十八章九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设的一个比喻说，十节。
Ten.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。十一节。
Eleven.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”十二节。
Twelve.
我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节。
Thirteen.
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩。”可怜我这个罪人。十四节。
14.
我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的被降为卑，自卑的必升为高。在这里我们看到主耶稣所讲的这个比喻。
So here we just read about the parable, said by Jesus.
比喻里头的法利赛人。
So the Pharisee that's in this parable.
就是一个过度只重视仪文条规的人啊。
Is a person that's example of somebody who overemphasized, written codes.
认为他遵守这些仪文条规就等于内在信仰的实际了。
And he thinks that as long as he obeyed the written code, that equals to a devout, a faithful person.
甚至论断人啊，藐视人啊，都不自知啊。
And he doesn't even realize that he judges and looks down on everybody else.
他说你看我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，这都是律法条规的规定。
And he said that he's not like any other men, robbers, evildoers, and adulterers.
一个礼拜进食两次，所得都捐十分之一，这是律法的要求。
And he fasts twice a week and offer tenth of all he gets, and those are all written codes.
律法的条规、律法的仪文，他都遵守了。
And so he indeed has obeyed all the written laws and codes.
他就认为他完全了。
So he thought he was perfect.
至于他轻看、藐视。论断别人的罪，他都不自知啊。
And he doesn't realize that he committed the sin of looking down and judging others.
所以如果我们只是重视仪文条规，我们就会落入到这样的一个盲点里头。
And so we will fall into the same mistake, the blind spot, if we only emphasize on written laws.
我聚会都有到
We might say that we have attended all the services.
我也有做圣工
And I've also did holy work.
我也有在奉献
I also offered.
你看我多了不起啊，神啊，我真的很不错了。
So you see, I did a good job. You say to God that God, I am doing a good job.
甚至看到。这个没有来的迟到的弟兄姐妹。
And you might look down at others who either don't attend service or late for services.
因为这个不方便而没有参与投入到你认为应该参与投入的服事当中。
And you look down on those who could not participate in holy work because of personal inconvenience, and you look down on them.
那你就藐视、就轻看，甚至就论断、就批评。
So you despise them, you look down on them, you even judge them.
这个就是魔鬼要让我们肢体生活混乱的方法。
And so this is one of the ways that devil wants to confuse our teamwork, our life.
那再来，我们如果单单过度重视仪文条规。
And if we also overemphasize written codes.
我们还会落入到另外一个盲点
We will also fall into another trap.
因为真正要遵守主的教训比单单只遵守宗教礼仪条规还来得困难呢。
And because if we want to obey the commands of God, it's far harder than just obeying the written codes.
看马太福音五章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。在这里主耶稣告诉他的门徒。
And so here Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
他们必须要具有胜过文士法利赛的人的义才能进神国。
They have to be equipped with the righteousness that surpassed that of the Pharisees in order to go into the kingdom of heaven.
什么是文士跟法利赛人的义
So what is the righteousness of the Pharisees and the teachers?
耶稣就接下来借着仇恨、奸淫、歧视、爱仇敌。来谈到了
And so then Jesus approached it from different aspects, murder, adultery, and love your enemies.
因为法利赛人他们遵守的是仪文条规字句。
Because Pharisees obeyed these written codes and the laws.
但是神要我们要胜过他们，是遵守到那个律法设立的基本精神。
But Lord Jesus wants us to surpass that. He wants us to obey the spirit of the law.
好，举个例子来说。
So let me take an example.
律法说以牙还牙。以眼还眼。
The law would say eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
哦，所以啊，今天呢，我们就用这一条律法来作为我们报复还击的理由。
So you might use this law as your excuse for revenge, and to fight back.
哦，但是这一条律法当时制定的基本精神是什么？
But what is the true essence or the spirit behind this written code?
是要我们拿来作为报仇的依据吗？
Is it a proof or a reason for us to take revenge?
不是的。
And that's not true.
为什么有这一条，神要颁布这一条律法？
Why did God give such a law?
是来限制人报仇的程度的。
Is to limit the severity of humans.Revenge.
在还没有这条律法之前
Because before this law was established,
哦，你打落我，打掉我一颗牙
That if you knock out one of my teeth,
我砍掉你一个手臂
And I might take out one of your arms,
你打瞎我一个眼睛
If you blind one of my eyes,
我把你全家通通杀了
I might murder your entire family.
哦，所以为了要防止这种过度的报仇
And so in order to minimize these over revenge
所以才有这一条以牙还牙以眼还眼的律法来限制
And that's why God gave the law eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth
哦，人家打掉你一颗牙打瞎你一颗眼睛顶多顶多啊，你也只能打掉他一颗牙，跟伤了他一颗眼睛了。
If somebody hurt your eye or knock out your tooth, at most, the maximum you can only hurt their eye or take out one of their teeth.
哦，这个是律法的精神，当时设立这个律法的精神哦。
And so this is the spirit, the essence behind the law at the time.
但是到了后来啊，就不一样了。
But at a later time, this changed.
被人拿来作为报仇的依据。
And this man used this as a reason to revenge.
跟当时神限制人报仇的本意啊，相差十万八千里，甚至完全违背了。
And this is far different from the original intent of God when He gave this law.
哦，所以如果我们是单单只重视仪文条规，哦，我们呢就会落入到这样的一个盲点里面。
So we'll fall into such a trap if we only emphasize on written laws and codes.
哦，那甚至会让人，哎，单单只认为哈，以这个遵守仪文条规自满自足，而不实事求是的。
And furthermore, we might become complacent because we obey the written laws and we don't pursue for improvement.
哦，这个也是魔鬼要误导我们。哦，进到混乱里面的方法。
And this is one of the deceptive ways of devil, so that we may be confused.
哦，主耶稣在世上的时候啊，好遇到太多这样的混乱了。
When Lord Jesus was alive, he's encountered many of these deceptive plans.
哦，比如说主耶稣跟他的门徒哈，在安息日哈。那门徒因为肚子饿哈，掐着麦穗来吃。
And on a Sabbath day, when Lord Jesus was with the disciples, because they were hungry, they took a piece of rice and began eating it.
哦，那法利赛人就批评耶稣哈的门徒啊，说违反安息日不可收割哈，不可做工的规条啊。
So the Pharisees then judged Jesus because his disciples disobeyed the command of God to not labor on a Sabbath day.
安息日岂不是因为要应该要行善？哦，那你看到门徒这么可怜哦，没有得吃，是不是拿点东西给人家吃啊？这个才是安息日哦，神设立安息日要让大家得安息的精神呢。
And Sabbath day is a day that you're supposed to do good. So when he saw the disciples were hungry and he gave them food to eat, that is the spirit behind a Sabbath day.
哦，所以早上我们吃早餐的时候，我们看到有几个朋友哈，也进来跟我们一起用餐哦。这个就是安息日的精神啊。
So when we had breakfast this morning, we saw a few friends that came in and ate breakfast with us. That is the spirit behind Sabbath.
哦，那至于说他会不会进一步哦接受道理？没有关系的哦。
And it doesn't matter whether or not they will come and accept the truth.
哦，神会感动他们的哦。
Because God will move them.
哦，再来哦，这个法利赛人哦，为了要维护安息日的神圣。
And the Pharisees, in order to protect the holiness of the Sabbath.
哦， 甚至布置陷阱要来抓耶稣在安息日医病的把柄。
They even placed traps and trying to trap Jesus and obtain proofs that he healed people on the Sabbath day.
这种啊，只为了维护那个表面上的仪文条规，却忽略了自己存心要害人的那个内在的实际啊。
And in order to uphold the appearance of the written code, they overlooked the fact that they had deceptive plans in their heart.
这个就是魔鬼啊，要误导我们进到这个混乱里面。
And so this is an example of devil leading us into deception.
今天我们也很容易会陷到这样的一个混乱。
And so today we also is very easily deceived.
让我们不知道应该要为什么事情认真。
And that we don't know what we should take seriously.
那经常会为一些在教会里头为一些无关要紧的事情就把教会的法规啦、白肉啊就搬出来了。
And for minute things that are insignificant, we might take out the written code of the church.
要据理力争，要为正义而战。
And that we might fight for what we think is upright or justice.
那个十字军那个圣战精神就出来了。
And the spirit for fighting for justice comes out.
有人这么说了。
And there's some people that say this.
人不讲理固然是个缺点。
Even though it's a fault that we may not always be reasonable.
但如果人只知道讲理何尝不是一个盲点呢？
But isn't it not also a trap if we only talks about laws and codes?
在实际的品德上、灵命的操练上、神的话语上的追求。
And in pursuit for God's words and spiritual advancements in our virtues.
才是我们应该努力付出的代价。
And that is something that we need to strive for is a price that's worth paying for.
很多时候我们对自己应当尽的本分我们是敷衍搪塞。
And there are a lot of times that we neglect our duties that we are supposed to do as a man.
但是对于别人的小过小错我们却表现得大公无私，嫉恶如仇。
And but we judge others when they make a small mistake.
经常在一些小事情上做文章。
And we often exaggerate small mistakes made by others.
我们用错力气了。
And we waste our time on the wrong things.
这些都是没有分辨宗教的礼仪跟心灵实际的轻重。
And this is an example of not able to decipher the importance between the written code and the truthness of our faith.
不明白律法精神的真意在哪里。
And this is an example of somebody who doesn't understand the true spirit or essence behind the written codes.
所以这个也是魔鬼要混乱我们肢体生活、教会生活的很大的危机。
And so this is a deceptive plan by devil trying to confuse us and break up our group life.
那再来在我们肢体生活、在教会生活，我们还看到另外一个就是魔鬼要来混乱的一个让我们陷入到迷惑里面的方法。
And then furthermore, we see another method by devil trying to confuse us and confuse our group life in church.
就是爱心跟纵容之间的问题。
And that is with regards to love and control.
爱心绝对不是姑息，也不是纵容。
Love is not to spoil somebody or to tolerate somebody.
教会应该要有爱心。
Because church is supposed to be equipped with love.
但是教会不允许姑息、纵容、不守规矩的人。
But church is not tolerant, and we will not be tolerant towards somebody who doesn't obey the commands.
有人说神是慈爱的。
And some people might say God is full of love.
为什么允许他的百姓被掳到巴比伦70年呢？
How can he allow his people to be captivated to Babylon for 70 years?
在这70年王国的痛苦当中有多少家庭支离破碎？
Amidst of the pain they suffered in the 70 years, how many broken family occurred as a result of that?
有多少的这个孤儿跟寡妇 哦，没人照顾。
And how many orphans and widows needing people to take care for them?
哦，神为什么不听许多虔诚人进食祷告呢？
Why didn't God listen to the prayers of the devout people?
哦，会有这样啊疑问的人呢、啊，常常是因为不明白神的慈爱。
And the people that have such questions often are the people that don't understand the mercy of God.
哦，慈爱并不是纵容。
Because mercy is not equivalent to spoiling someone.
而神的公义也不是残酷的泄愤。
And the justice God of God is not a barbaric or over severe punishment.
哦，因为神严厉的管教也是神爱的一种方法。
Because the discipline of God is also a way of God's love.
来看希伯来书。
Turn to Book of Hebrews.
12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
12章第六节。
Chapter 12 verse 6.
六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡收纳的儿子。啊，我们看第十节。
Verse ten.
十节，生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。哦，所以在这里，让我们看到说，神的管教也是神爱的表现。
And here tell us that the discipline of God is also a way of God's love.
哦，保罗啊，在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十四节那里。
And Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 14.
哦，他写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒说。
And he wrote a letter to the believers in Thessalonians.
哦，若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他。不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧。
And that if anybody does not believe or obey the letters, then you should record their name so they can be ashamed of themselves.
哦，在提摩太前书的五章二十节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20.
提摩太前书哈。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
五章二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
哦，保罗教导提摩太。
And here Paul taught Timothy.
犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。
And those who sin are to be rebuked publicly so that others may take warning.
我们会不会觉得说，保罗你好没有爱心呢？
So would we think that Paul does not have any love?
哦，爱心呢？哦，是不是不责备、不警戒， so, 一味的说好话？
Does love mean that we never warn them, never rebuke them, we only praise them?
哦，不断的来称赞。
That we continue to compliment somebody.
哦，对不守纪律的人，哦，哎呀，这个无条件的加以包容。
To people that does not obey the commands, we unconditionally tolerate them.
哦，对教会当中任意而行的人不加约束。
And that we don't control those in church who do whatever they want.
哦，甚至对偷窃公物的人。默许纵容
and that we are tolerant and look away at those who steal.
哦，难道这就是圣经所说的爱心吗？
So is that the love that's mentioned in the Bible?
哦，是我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此相爱的模式吗？
Should that be the example of how brothers and sisters should love one another?
哦，魔鬼的伎俩就是要让我们在追求爱心的时候分不清楚什么是真爱心。
So the deceptive plan of devil is that when we pursue love, we are confused as to what is true love.
哦，那这种啊啊纵容的这种哦啊假爱心呢、啊，会让人跌倒。
And so these kind of false love will make us fall.
啊，会让行善的人灰心丧志。
It would discourage people that are trying to do good.
最后就放弃彼此相爱的目标。
And at last, we will give up the goal of loving one another.
啊，落到哦魔鬼的圈套里面。
We will fall into the trap, the plans of devil.
成为没有信耶稣的人，他们的毁谤的话柄。
And we become the talk of people who are non-believers.
哦，我们举一个例子。
So let us take an example.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
撒母耳记上第二章的十二节到二十六节。
First Samuel chapter 2:12-26.
这里记载着以利祭司以利的两个孩子。
Here talks about the two sons of priest Eli.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。十三节。
13.
这两个祭司带百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来手拿三尺的叉子。14节，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。15节，又在未烧纸油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说，将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。16节，献祭的人若说必须先烧纸油，然后你才可以随意取肉，仆人就说你立时给我，不然我便抢去。17节，如此这二少年的罪在神面前甚重，因为他们藐视神的祭物。小字的部分说，或作他们使人厌弃给神献祭。我们跳过来看22节。
Skip to verse 22.
22节，以利年盛老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。我们在这里看到以利他两个儿子虽然也是当祭司，但是他们却是拜德的祭司啊，圣经说他们不认识神。
And here it talks about the two wicked sons of Eli, even though they were priests as well, but they were wicked men, and they have no regard for the Lord.
让人厌弃来敬拜神来献祭。
And so men are not willing to accept to offer to God because of them.
为什么这两个少年祭司啊，这么嚣张啊，这么的可恶啊
！So how can these young priests be so wicked？
因为有人纵容了。
Because there's somebody who is tolerating them。
就是他的爸爸老祭司以利的纵容。
And that is because their father Eli was spoiling them。
在神的面前犯罪。
And that when they commit sins in front of the Lord，
让人甚至啊。不喜欢来拜神。
And that they cause people to stay away from offering to God.
所以最后啊，神再三的警告没有用。
And after the Lord have warned them several times without any effect.
最后神重重的出手。
And so God then strike his hand.
老祭司以利跟他两个拜德的儿子这个少年祭司啊，同一天死亡。
And the old priest Eli died on the same day with his two sons.
所以让我们看到纵容的结果。
And so here we see the result of over-tolerance or spoiling.
养虎为患啊，破坏神的家。
And that they he tolerated his sons, and so they destroyed the house of the Lord.
那今天呢，在教会这个肢体的生活当中，团契的生活里面。
So today in our church life, our fellowship.
我们要强调要爱心没有错。
It's true that we need to emphasize love.
但是也要有规矩。
But we need to have rules.
不能够不讲规矩，只讲爱心。
And so we cannot overlook the rules and the codes and only emphasize on love.
没有规矩的爱心。不是爱心。
So a love without regulation is not true love.
就好像父母亲对儿女的爱，如果不加上任何的约束管理，那不是真正的爱。
It's just like parents love towards their children. If it's without any disciplining or control, then that is not true love.
那会害了我们的儿女的。
And because in long term, it will actually do harm to our children.
同样在教会里面，在神的家里头也是一样。
So by the same token, in church and in God's family as well.
如果没有规矩的爱心呢？
If a love does not accompany regulations.
不讲次序的这个 爱心啊。
And so if it's a love without any order,
哦，不但对我们的信徒没有帮助。
And not only is not helpful to our believers,
哦，反而会让他们得罪神。
It will actually make them sin towards God.
哦，破坏哦这个群体哦团契的生活。
And it will disrupt our teamwork and our church life.
哦，那另外我们在马太福音的十六章啊。
In Matthew chapter 16,
哦，这个二十一节到二十三节那里。
Verse 21 to 23.
哦，那里记载着当主耶稣在世上的时候，啊，彼得啊劝耶稣千万不可以上十字架。
And when Jesus was alive, Peter discouraged Jesus from going to the cross.
哦，那这是出于他爱耶稣啊。
And this is because he loved Jesus.
啊，他爱主的心啊。
It's because his love towards the Lord.
但是我们看看主耶稣怎么责备他。
But let's look at how Jesus rebuked him.
主耶稣说：“撒旦，退到我后边去吧。”
Jesus said, "Satan, stay away from me."
哦，主耶稣这样对彼得的责备是不是太没爱心了？
Do you think Jesus' rebuke towards Peter was because his lack of love?
不是的。
And that's not true.
哦，因为我们从主的责备当中，我们看到。
Because from the rebuking of Lord Jesus, we can see.
哦，彼得对主的爱竟然掺杂了魔鬼撒旦啊的这个啊误导在里头啊，混乱在里面。
Peter's love toward Jesus was being deceived by the evil plans of Satan.
哦，这个爱看起来好像是人的好意。
And this love may seem like a good intention from Peter.
但却会误导人离开神的道路。
But it would actually deceive men to stray away from God.
哦，所以主耶稣他只喜欢神所喜欢的。
Lord Jesus only likes things that is pleasing to God.
憎恶神所憎恶的。
And he despises things that are despised by God.
哦，所以我们应当要明白。
And so this is something we need to understand.
哦，人的感情往往啊，不是爱的标准。
Our emotion should not be a standard of love.
神的旨意才是爱的标准。
Only the will of God should be the standard of our love.
哦，所以当我们啊，在教会生活，在弟兄姊妹彼此的团契当中。
So in our church life and when we have fellowship with one another.
哦，我们呢 一定要哦。明白神的旨意，要尊重神的旨意。
We need to understand the will of God and respect the will of God.
要讨神的喜悦。
We need to strive to please God.
哦，胜过讨人的喜悦。
And over pleasing other members.
哦，这个也是魔鬼要混乱我们教会生活，就是弟兄姊妹啊肢体团契生活的一个陷阱。
And this is a trap that Satan wants to have in order to deceive us.
哦，让我们看不清楚什么是真爱心。
So that it's difficult for us to see what is true love.
哦，让我们呢看不清楚啊这个灵命的实际。
And it so that it's not clear for us to understand the salvation.
啊，只重视那个仪文条规外表。
And that we only emphasize on the appearance of the written codes.
哦，那甚至讨人的喜悦。
And moreover, we might try to please men.
因人设事，因人废事。
And we do things because of men.
影响到主耶稣的身体，就是教会的增长。
And that in turn may affect the body of Christ, that is the growth of our church.
哦，那时间的关系哈，我们这一节就跟大家分享到这里。
So due to time limitation, this will conclude my sharing for the session.
哦，我们下午还有一节。
We also have one more session in the afternoon.
哦，小弟想跟大家来谈一谈有关魔鬼在我们属灵看见上的混乱。
And I'd like to share about the deceptive plan of Satan with regards to our spirituality.
哦，第一个就是在教会使命上的混乱。
First is the deception with regards to church's mission.
哦，第二个就是灵界分辨上的混乱。
And second is the ability to discern the spiritual realm.
我们来唱诗。
So let us sing hymn together.
177首。
177. We'll now pray together.
啊，祷告的时候，我们继续为一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
In our prayer, let us continue to pray for brothers and sisters who are ill.
啊，我们特别为叶文群传道来祷告。
Let us especially pray for Pastor Ye.
啊，我们也为这个东湾祈祷所Michael Gandelman 弟兄他需要 这个肝脏的移植求神安排求神帮助。
So Brother Michael at East Bay is getting ready for liver transplant. We especially ask God to help him and protect him.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们可以到前面来。
And those brothers and sisters and friends who would like to have laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们请教会的长职传道协助按手。
We'll ask the deacons and the workers of church to lay hands on them.
一起同心跪下祷告。
We'll pray together.